दियां पतिर लोक पतिर धरा पति। पतिर्गतिश्चान्दक वृष्णि सात्वताम् प्रसीदताम् मे भगवान् सताम् पतिः। श्रियः पतिः यज्ञपतिः प्रजापतिः धियां पतिर्लोकपतिर्धरा पतिः। पतिर्गतिश्चान्दक वृष्णि सात्वताम् प्रसीदताम् मे भगवान् सताम् पतिः। श्रियः पति यज्ञपतिः प्रजापतिः धियां पतिर्लोकपतिर्धरा पतिः। पतिर्गतिश्चान्धक वृष्टि सात्वताम् प्रसीदताम् मे भगवान् सताम् पतिः। माता जी श्रियः ऑल ऑपुलेंस पतिः द ओनर यज्ञ ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस पतिः द डायरेक्टर प्रजापतिः द लीडर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज धियां ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस पतिः द मास्टर लोकपतिः the proprietor of all planets, Dhara, Earth, Patihi, the Supreme, Patihi, Head, Gatihi, Destination, Cha, also, Andhaka, one of the kings of the Yadu dynasty, Vrishni, the first king of the Yadu dynasty, सात्वताम the Yadus. Prasidatam, be merciful. May upon me Bhagavan, Lord Shri Krishna, Satam of all devotees, Patihi, the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, may Lord Shri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all the kings like Andhaka and Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnations on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me. Purport, we read from halfway. The half of the purport was taken before. And the living beings are proportionately endowed with intelligence in terms of their previous activities. All living beings are not equally endowed with the same quality of intelligence, because behind such development of intelligence is the control of the Lord, as declared in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 15th shloka. As Paramatma, Super Soul, the Lord is living in everyone's heart, and from Him only does one's power of remembrance and forgetfulness, Mattas Mrityajnana Mapohanam Cha. One person can sharply remember past activities by the grace of the Lord, while others cannot. One is highly intelligent by the grace of the Lord, and one is a fool by the same control. Therefore, the Lord is Dhyampati, or the Lord of the intelligence. The conditioned souls strive to become lords of the material world. Everyone is trying to lord it over the material nature by applying his highest degree of intelligence. The misuse of intelligence by the conditioned soul is called madness. One's full intelligence should be applied to get free from the material clutches. But the conditioned soul, due to madness only, engages his full energy and intelligence in sense gratification. And to achieve this end of life, he willfully commits all sorts of misdeeds. The result is that instead of attaining an unconditional life of full freedom, the mad conditioned soul is entangled again and again in different types of bondages in the material bodies. Everything we see in the material manifestation is but the creation of the Lord. Therefore, He is a real proprietor of everything in the universes. The conditioned soul can enjoy a fragment of the material creation under the control of the Lord, but not self-sufficiently. This is the instructions in the Isha Upanishad. One should be satisfied with things awarded by the Lord of the universe. It is out of madness only that one tries to encroach upon another's share of material possessions. The Lord of the universe, out of His causeless mercy upon the conditioned souls, descends by His own energy, Atma Maya, to re-establish the eternal relation of the conditioned soul with Him. He instructs all to surrender unto Him instead of falsely claiming to be the enjoyers for a certain limit under His control. When He so descends, He proves how much greater is His ability to enjoy, and He exhibits His power of enjoyment by marrying 16,000 wives at once. The conditioned soul is very proud of becoming the husband of even one wife. But the Lord laughs at this. The intelligent man can know who is the real husband. Factually, the Lord is the husband of all the women in His creation. But the conditioned soul, under the control of the Lord, feels proud to be the husband of one or two wives. All these qualifications as the different types of pati mentioned in this verse are meant for Lord Shri Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami has therefore especially mentioned the pati and gati of the Yadu dynasty. The members of the Yadu dynasty knew that Lord Shri Krishna is everything, and all of them intended to return to Lord Krishna after he had finished his transcendental pastimes on the earth. The Yadu dynasty was annihilated by the will of the Lord because its members had to return home with the Lord. The annihilation of the Yadu dynasty was a material show created by the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, the Lord and the members of the Yadu dynasty are all eternal associates. The Lord is therefore the guide of all devotees, and as such, Sukadeva Goswami offered him due respects with love-laden feelings. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shriyap Patir Yajna Patir Prajapatir Dhyam Patir Lokapatir Dharapatihi Patir Gadishchan Dhakavrishni Sattvatam Prasidatame Bhagavan Satam Patihi May Lord Shri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all kings like Andhaka and Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me. Hare Krishna. Seek the grace of the assembled Vaishnavas. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెకండ్ కెంటో ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్. ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ కెంటో ఆఫ్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి ఆన్సరింగ్ వేరియస్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ బై శ్రీ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్. While answering these questions, here Sukadeva Goswami is offering his prayers to Shri Krishna, his worshipable Lord. Shriyapati Yajnapati Prajapatir Dhyampatir Lokapatir Dharapati. So here he is starting his prayers to Shri Krishna with various his qualities. It is a custom that before we offer prayers, before we ask for anything, it is customary that we offer prayers. In the Kartik month, we sang every day Damodar Ashtakam. There also, Satyavrata Muni is having a desire in his mind. He is going to ask Damodar something. But before asking anything, he is offering his prayers, Namami. And after offering his prayers, and the Lord is pleased, then he is going to put forward his demands or his boons, what he wants to ask from the Lord. So here also, Sukadeva Goswami is offering his prayers. And then, he will be bestowed with the mercy of the Lord to answer the questions of Parikshit Maharaj. That is his mood. So here he is offering the prayers. Shriyapatihi, Yajnapatihi, Prajapatihi. Shriyapatihi, Shri means goddesses of fortune. Srila Prabhupada writes, goddesses of fortune in plural. Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambhrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So millions of goddesses of fortune. Shriyapatihi. So who is goddess of fortune? Is Krishna's internal potency, merciful potency. So better approach the internal energy, the merciful goddesses before approaching his pati. So he's offering prayers, Shriyapatihi. And she is the proprietor of all the opulences. And Krishna is the master of the proprietor of all the opulences. Yajnapatihi. He is a lord of the sacrifices. So what is sacrifice means? Sacrifice, yajna or homa. This means devata uddheshena dravya tyagaha yagaha. Offering certain possession of ones as a sacrifice to a particular deity is called yaga or yajna. Dravya tyagaha yagaha. So when you offer such kind of sacrifice, you are sacrificing something, but in return you will get so much of opulences back. So Krishna is that yajnapati because he is already Shriyapati. He is the master of all the opulences, the proprietor of all the opulences. So he can easily give anybody who sacrificed something for a particular deity. Krishna being the super soul of the particular deity, either he directly or indirectly gives all the opulences for those who perform sacrifice. Why? Because he is the master of the proprietor of all the opulences. So that's why after Shriyapati, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Yajnapatihi. Prajapatihi. What the prajas want? They want so much of favors from the Lord. So, being a Yajnapati, he indeed is master of the prajas because by being sacrifices, the prajas expect something from the sacrifice. And Lord indeed fulfills. Eko bahunam yo vidhatati kaman. Since Lord fulfills all the desires of Prajas, he is definitely Prajapatihi. So Shriyapatihi, therefore he is Yajnapatihi. Yajnapatihi, therefore he is Prajapatihi. And how is Prajapati? Siddhyampatihi. He is a lord of intelligence. Having situated in the heart of the living beings, from him comes remembrance and forgetfulness, and he inspires the living entities to lead their life. So he is Dhyampatihi. Tesham evanakam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayami. Having situated in the heart of the jivas, I destroy their ignorance and give them the intelligence by which they can come back to me. So Dhyampatihi. In this way, because he is the super soul of all the living entities, he is Lokapati. So next prayer, Sukadeva Goswami is offering Lokapati. He is a lord of all the planets and the jivas within the planet. So Krishna is a super soul in every jiva's heart, and same Krishna is a super soul as a Garbhodhaka Shaya Vishnu in the individual universes. And he is a super soul as Karanodhaka Shaya Vishnu, as a super soul of the entire existence, creation. So in this way, he is Lokapati. Dharapati, he is a lord of the earth, planet earth. So by saying Lokapati itself, all the planets are included, and earth is also one amongst the all the planets. But why Surya Goswami is speaking separately Dhara Patihi? Because the Dhara or the earth is very special, and we are living in this earth. And when Lord descended as Varahamurti, Varahadev, he performed a special pastime in lifting the Mother Earth, and that refers his special mercifulness. So that's why he is specifically saying Dharapatihi. So in this way, he is a pati. Pati means one who takes care, one who does palana, is patihi. Then patir gadishan dhakavrishni satvatam. He is not only pati. Pati means one who does the activity of palana, that means care. Gati. Gati means he who gives shelter to all the living beings. Say a person may be a caretaker, but does he give shelter? He may do the activity of caretaker's activity, but he may not really wants to give a shelter. So Sudev Goswami is saying that gati, Krishna is the gati. No other gati for the jivas except Krishna. Patir gatishchan dhakavrishni satvatam prasidatame bhagavan satam patihi. And this pati, this gati, who is that? He is none other than, specifically saying, andhakavrishni satvatam. That he is the master of andhaka, vrishni and satvatas. These are the different names for the Yadhu dynasty. And who is that? Everybody knows. He is Krishna himself. Prasidatame Bhagavan Satampatihi. That Bhagavan Krishna may pleased with me, since he is Satampatihi. He is a maintainer of the all great souls. So this is a prayer, beautiful prayer offered by Sukadeva Goswami. So even though by saying the word Lokapati, that he is the master of all the planets, that includes everything else. Within the existence, Shri is also there. Yajna and Prajapati, Prajas are there. Intelligence is there. Dhara, Bhumi is also there. But it is said that out of so much of love for Krishna, Surya Goswami is explaining more in detail, even though one word could mean all, but he is so much happiness. Srila Prabhupada ends this purport by saying that And as such, Sukadeva Goswami offered him due respects with love-laden feelings. So, with love-laden feelings, Sukadeva Goswami is offering all the details of his pati, the Lord, Krishna, various praises. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that by accepting Krishna as our pati, what benefits the living entities can get, and by not accepting him as pati, you know. In this world, people who are suffering from diseases, they like to accept some pati. Either allopathy, homeopathy, or naturopathy. They don't want to be a widow, accept some pati. So to run this body, people are accepting some pati. But here Sukadeva Goswami is recommending that accept this Shriyapati, Yajnapati as a heart and soul of your life. So Srila Prabhupada writes that the conditioned souls strive to become the lord of the material world. Everyone is trying to lord it over the material nature by applying his highest degree of intelligence. So, in this world, people are trying to be a pati themselves by accepting their intelligence to enjoy this material world. But Prabhupada says that all our attempts are futile. The conditioned soul can enjoy a fragment of this material creation under the control of the Lord, but not self-sufficiently. So, this word not self-sufficiently is very interesting. That just like the a kite which is flying in the sky, it is flying independently everywhere because there is a thread connected to it. But if the thread has been cut, then even though it wants to be fly independently, but it cannot fly further. So one cannot enjoy this world self-sufficiently, but under the control of the Lord, but not self-sufficiently. That means any enjoyment one wants to get, one has to get the sanction of the Supreme Lord, either directly from him or indirectly through the material nature. So, Srila Prabhupada says, instead of becoming competitor with God, Krishna, let us become cooperators with Krishna. So, when cooperating with Krishna, one can really enjoy in this world as well as the world beyond it. You know. So, by independently thinking that I can enjoy myself, that becomes a futile attempt. And Srila Prabhupada elaborates very elaborately in this purport, that how a jiva, by imitating Krishna, they think they can enjoy, but they become a laughing stock. So the Prabhupada says that Krishna instructs all to surrender unto him instead of falsely claiming to be the enjoyers for a certain limit under his control. When he so descends, he proves how much greater is his ability to enjoy. He exhibits his power of enjoyment by marrying 16,000 wives at once. So, there was one Janmashtami program. During the Janmashtami time, we had to fast from morning till, you know, late at night. So, devotees are all hungry, and then late evening, so much offerings have been made for Krishna. And those offerings, which are grains, are kept in one particular, you know, in this particular temple, they keep all the Mahaprasadam in a locked cupboard, which has a, you know, kind of a lattice, what do you call this, we can see through the prasadam inside. So, the devotees are all hungry, they have to eat some little Ekadasi prasadam at night. In the morning, they are looking at this prasadam, which is kept inside, which can be seen, but they can't access it, it's locked. And the devotees are fasting, they are so much, you know, feeling separation from this prasadam. And they are just counting their time, when the next day will come, around noon time, we will break our fast by eating so much of Mahaprasadam. So then the next day noon comes, and after fasting, now varieties of prasadam is been started, they started distributing. But then after eating, to some extent, the prasadam is remaining so much, but their stomachs are filled, you know. The barfi, sandeshes and rasgullas and gulab jamun, samosas are still there, but nobody has any feelings to eat further because their stomach is filled. So the previous day, previous few hours before, when they are looking at this prasadam, as if like I am going to devour the whole mountain, you have so much eagerness to, or at least desire to eat so much. But in reality, the stomach is so small, with few amounts of prasadam, we become satisfied and saturated. So, even the jiva wants to enjoy in this world, they don't have so much of capacity to enjoy. The capacity is less. There is, you don't have that sensual faculties to enjoy unlimitedly, even the mind has a desire. So, even to enjoy in our limited capacity, one needs the sanction of Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada writes, the conditions called enjoy a fragment of this material creation under the control of the Lord, but not self-sufficiently. So that is a beautiful sentence by Srila Prabhupada. So in order to enjoy also, we are depending on so many things. Just like the tongue want to enjoy a sweet item. So unless the sweet item comes in touch, contact with the tongue cannot enjoy. Tongue cannot sense the taste of the sweet item. In case if the tongue is covered by a plastic cover and you put a gulab jamun in the tongue cannot taste it, you know. So the tongue has to come in touch with the sense object, gulab jamun. That is not sufficient. The tongue has to be in touch with the mind also. The mind has to be in touch with the tongue. Otherwise, still you can't enjoy. Even the tongue, there is no plastic cover surrounding the tongue. But if you put the sweet on the tongue, the mind is somewhere, still a person cannot feel the enjoyment of the sweet, you know. Like we see, sometimes people are either they are in suffering or in kind of absorption, absorbed in something else. They can't feel what they are eating, what they are seeing. Somebody is watching a beautiful TV serial or some particular match or something. If they hear the news that their near and dear somebody is passed away or something, they will be seeing the TV serial, but they can't even realize what they are seeing because mind is not in touch with the eyes that time. Mind is somewhere else. So, the mind has to be in touch with the sense, either eyes or nose or tongue. Then only a person can either feel happiness or distress. Even distress also, if a person is fully absorbed in something very higher, the pain also doesn't, he doesn't feel the pain also. Sometimes we see scientists or some kind of very, scientists or somebody who absorbed, even something happened to their body, they are not suffering because they are in somewhere, some other platform, they are not even realizing there is a particular suffering is implicated upon their body. So, either suffering or happiness, the mind has to be in touch with the body. And not only that, the mind and the senses and the sense objects are sufficient, the soul has to be in touch with the mind. Atma manasa sanyujyate manaha indriyena indriyam arthena cha. So, this is a particular line. So, the soul has to be in touch with the mind. Mind has to be in touch with the senses. Senses has to be in touch with the sense objects. Then there is a feeling of happiness and distress takes place. So, when the mind is there, but the soul is not connected in the mind, the atma is not connected to the mind, still a person cannot understand whether he is happy or suffering. So, how is it possible mind cannot be in touch with the soul? Sometimes it happens when we are in deep sleep, the mind goes to rest. In such state, when mind goes to rest, sound may be, sound is a particular object, is in touch with the ear. But even though the sense object and the sense ear are in touch with each other, a person cannot feel either good music or a loud sound. He will be still sleeping. Why? That time the mind is gone into a particular place within our body where it get lost. It connection with the soul get lost. That's why a person cannot feel anything. Even a person sleeps, he dreams sometime. Swapna avasthas, we do dream. That time what happened? Even though the senses are apparently, they go to sleep. But the mind and soul, Atma, they are connected to each other. So they dream. So that is some awareness is there. Either happiness or distress comes due to the dream. But when the mind enters into a particular place within the body, that is called as a deep sleep. Even the dream doesn't take place. Why? Because the mind and soul are disconnected. So in this way, for experience, in the wakeful stage or sleep stage, these components has to be there, that the Atma, soul, mind and the senses and the sense objects, there has to be constant, disconnected line has to be there amongst them. If our eyes, if something comes in between our eyes and a beautiful painting, we cannot experience happiness of seeing the painting because the eye lost touch with the sense object, the particular picture or a painting. So, this is how a jiva in this world experiences pain and pleasure. So ultimately, the Atma and the mind, the senses, sense objects, they are all working together. But if you go further, the Atma doesn't have a capacity to experience this pain and pleasure on its own without another factor added to it. What is that? That is called a super soul. Dhyam patihi. So when the super soul is in touch with Atma, then only the Atma has a potency and power to experience pain and pleasure. If not that, that is also not possible. That's why Matta Smriti Jnana Mapoharam Cha. Having seated within the heart of the living entities, Krishna says, I am giving them the ability to enjoy. I am giving them remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge. Matta Smriti Jnana Mapoharam Cha. So this is the thread. Atma, super soul is touching the Atma. Atma manasa sanyujyate, manaha indriyena, indriyam arthena cha. So, in this way, in a very scientific way also, transcendental science also says, that in order to experience pain and pleasure, one need the help of the super soul. One need the help of Paramatma. So that's why this pati, Krishna is our Palaka, he is our caretaker and our shelter. Without him, we can't experience anything good or bad in this world. That's why Krishna is also called Govinda. Go means our senses. Inda means one who takes care of our senses. Gopala, Govinda. So our senses, go is also mean cows. They are like cows goes here and there. We go astray. They are nature of them to go here and there. But Krishna, who is a caretaker of the go, Gopal, just like Krishna in Vrindavan, he takes care of the cows. When they go here and there, they go astray. Krishna, by calling their name or by touching with his hand, he directs them to the proper place. Similarly, Krishna also directs the cow of our senses into proper place. That's why it's called Govinda. Dhruva Maharaj says that Krishna, by your darshan, by your touch, yontah pravishya mamavacham imam prasuptam sanjeevayatta kila shakti dharasvadhamna anyam chahasta charana shravanatva gadina prana namo bhagavate purushayatubhyam. That my senses are sleeping. Can you imagine Dhruva Maharaj is performing such an austerity, standing in one leg and controlling his breath. So alert he has to be in the forest to perform tapasya. And he is saying that my senses are sleeping. संजीवयति अखिल शक्ति स्वधामना धरस्वधामना बाय योर इंटरनल पोटेंसी यू एंटर्ड इनटू माय बॉडी इनटू माय पर्सनालिटी एंड यू संजीवयति यू अवेकन माय स्लीपिंग सेंसेस. So if he is saying that these senses are sleeping, what to speak of anybody, ordinary people like any of us, you know. So Krishna, he who enters into the jivas and he wakes them up and he gives them the ability to experience. That's why Krishna says, I am the ability in the man, the Gita. That he is the ability in the man. Without Krishna, one cannot experience, without his sanction, one cannot experience any pleasure and pain in this world. So, in the 15th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says, in all ways, in all factors, Krishna, we are depending on Krishna. Gama vishacha bhutani dharayam yaha mojasha pushtami chaushadi sarva swamabhutva maheshwara. So he is entering into the planets, he is entering into the vegetables, and he is entering into our stomach as Vaishvanara and Chatur, and all these foods, he is digesting all the food. Ham Vaishvanara Bhutva Praninam Dehamash Pachami Annam Chaturvidam, that he is digesting the food. So from the macroscopic level to the microscopic level, Krishna is one cannot avoid Krishna. And then also in the subtle body, as Prabhupada quotes this verse here, he entering into our subtle body, the mind, in the heart, and he gives matta smriti jnana mapoharam cha. So without Krishna one cannot in this world do anything. So that Krishna is been praised by Sukadeva Goswami, and that Krishna is being prayed by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. So Srila Sukadeva Goswami, even though he was in the path of satisfied within himself, Atma Ramascha Manayo Nirgrantyapi Urukrame Kurvan Tahitikum Bhakti Tum Bhuta Guno Harihi. Even though he was satisfied within himself, but then by hearing the glories of Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami was so much overwhelmed, he got attracted towards Krishna's personalities and his form and qualities. So this is another envy of the living entities. They are competing with Krishna, want to enjoy Krishna by themselves. But also the envious jivas also accept God for the sake of accepting God. There are two kinds of people, those who outrightly reject God and they say that God is not existing. And those are other people, for name's sake they accept God. Both are dangerous. We hear, every day we chant, Srila Prabhupada Pranam Mantra. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Srila Prabhupada wrote his own Pranam Mantra as far as I heard. So when he is writing, he could have written so many things. One who built 108 temples, one who written so many volumes of books, one who made so many communities, projects, so many things he would have written about himself. But Srila Prabhupada writes this particular word, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So why he is writing this particular way, his own Pranam Mantra? When Prabhupada offered his prayers to his Guru Maharaj and his Vyasa Puja, he says, absolute truth is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed. So, this particular prayer, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini, just like here, Lokapati refers everything else together. Similarly, this one particular phrase includes all the achievements of Srila Prabhupada. So what is this prayer? Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. So these two categories of people Prabhupada is targeting. Who are they? One outrightly rejects God and wanted to enjoy independently. And other people who accept God for the sake of accepting, but actually doesn't accept. So in India, if you see in this land, holy land, from Kanyakumari to Himalayas, it's not that people don't know Krishna. Everybody heard about Krishna, everybody heard about Ram. But then what Prabhupada gave to Indians? Okay, for Westerners, he gave Krishna, Ram. They didn't even heard about, or they didn't know at all so much. But what about the Indians? What Prabhupada gave to Indians, to all of us? So, he gave us Krishna, but we already know Krishna. But is it that Krishna which we know already Prabhupada gave? Well, if you say that even though people heard about Krishna, heard about Ram, but actually they did not accept Krishna as he is, with all his, you know, qualities, all his pastimes, all his glories. No. People wait in Tirupati, for millions of people wait to take darshan. They go to Pandharpur. So many people are attached to Krishna. Why? How can you say like that? But accepting Krishna the way what Prabhupada gave is something very special. The word vishesha, nirvishesha, the word vishesha is very, very interesting. Just like yesterday we had a great festival. The temple is there and, you know, so many nice, beautiful lamps are hanging, electric lights are hanging from the temple. We go to any other house, the house is decorated with some nice decorations or lights, special lights are lit. And people ask, kya vishesh yaad? Kya vishesh? So what vishesh means? Something is there, but top of that something special is taking place. That's called vishesha. The house made up of brick, stone and cement, that's a house. But what is special about that? Nobody gets attracted to some bare house which is made up of brick and stone. Some painting is done, people attracted to that house. Some furnitures are there. And more than that, people are living there, loving family is there. Then it becomes home. So these are all the visheshas. So, but the bare cement and the bricks, a stone house, people are not attracted. Some vishesha is there. So vishesha means something special added on top of that. But if you remove the visheshas from the house, take out the paintings, take out the, you know, plaster, take out the nice designs, furnitures, and only bare brick and cement is there, core wall is there. Anybody can go and live there. They become afraid sometimes, who ghost haunted bungalow or something, you know. People are not attracted. So, the vishesha, the special things are always attractive. So, similarly, when the visheshas are removed, then it becomes very difficult to appreciate in this world. Just like the example, if there is a very famous film actor or a sports star, a cricket star is brought to a big assembly and he is a captain of the team. And on his birthday, all his fans are assembled, millions of people are there. And you have been called as a keynote speaker to speak about his glories. And everybody is waiting. A cake is also, a big, huge cake is there on his birthday. And everybody want to hear about him. And you are chosen as to speak the glories of him, you know, on his birthday. And you took the mic and you are given 1 hour time to speak about him. All eager to hear, and there is going to be a big ceremony. And you are started your speech saying that this cricket star, sports star, indeed he is living. And people are, okay, me starting something, maybe he'll say something more. And next half hour he simply kept on saying he's living. And another next half hour he said that, by the way, he's also breathing. He's living, he's also breathing. And people become mad, you know. Even the tree is living, a dog is living and breathing. What are you talking about our, you know, our star? We want to hear about his glories. Then if father said, by the way, he's not dead also. If we say like that, what the whole fan will be, the whole millions of fans, what they will be thinking. On top of that, what the sports star or a film star, what he will be thinking. Why did you brought me to this place? And why are you making such a big arrangement for my birthday? Rather, you would have not called me also to say that I am living, I am not dead, I am breathing. Such an insult for him, isn't it? But then the speaker says, I did not say anything wrong. Is it not that you are not living? You are not breathing? I am telling the fact only. But still, is it not an insult? Is it not how the organizer of the program would be thinking like that? You know? Imagine and somebody's Vyasa Puja, somebody is speaking like that. Okay, the materialistics are not so really loving that person. Imagine in the assembly of devotees, some great souls have been spoken like that. How, what feeling would be? So this is a great insult. So it is worse than saying that that person is dead. So this is what exactly people are doing, that accepting the existence of God for the sake of accepting and not recognizing, outrightly rejecting his visheshas, his nama rupa guna leela. That is actually a great injustice and great audacity from the part of the people who do like that, you know. So that's why it is said, instead you can say God is dead, is not existing. It's better than saying that, accepting God and rejecting his opulences. So is it people are saying, is there anybody is like that? Somebody may question. There are category, official category of people who are called as impersonalists, who are called as Mayavadis, who say that God doesn't have form and we accept God, but we don't accept his form qualities. One great politician said, as recently we heard in the Sunday feast class, that we accept Krishna but not his dancing with the gopis. That means you are rejecting his visheshas, which you don't like, you know. So in this way, rejecting visheshas in this world itself is distasteful. But people conveniently reject the vishesha of Krishna. What is the vishesha of Krishna? Just like the cricket star vishesha, maybe how he is getting sixer, how he is throwing the ball or doing so many things or catching the ball. So these are all the visheshas of the particular film star, means his acting capabilities, actress means her beauty and her talk or walking style. These are all the visheshas. But if reject all those things, what is there in that person to speak about? You know, he's living and breathing. It's very insulting, isn't it? So similarly, not accepting Krishna but rejecting his visheshas is actually a great insult and great offense. That's why Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi Vishnu Aparadhi. So even though people may say that, no, in India, who rejects Krishna's vishesha? Everybody accepts Krishna's vishesha. But actually, in reality, if you see, people may stand in queue in front of Balaji for hours and hours. But what they're thinking about? They're not thinking about whether Balaji ate or not. Whole night he's waiting, he's sleeping only for 20 minutes. They're all, what? We want to take darshan. And we want to see Balaji for what? I have got a whole list of my own vishesha. I want to get job, I want to get a promotion, I want to get bungalow, I want to get money, I want to get lottery ticket, I want to get my son, daughter, get married to them. So many things they talk about themselves, their own vishesha, but nobody bothers about Krishna's vishesha. So even a person may not be knowing that they are rejecting Krishna's vishesha, but actually they are not even aware of that. By namesake, they may accept God. So when Prabhupada gave us Krishna, he gave us Krishna with all his visheshas, his name, his form, his qualities. So he did not just give Krishna just as some kind of, in one corner, some person is existing. But people on Deepavali, they celebrate Deepavali. What they celebrate? Nice food, nice, you know, crackers to break, nice dress, all their own visheshas. But because of whom they are celebrating this festival? Krishna will be in one corner. One little puja and whole day dress nicely, go eat nice food, nice dress and go around and show your own visheshas. But Krishna killed Narakasura, Krishna, Yashodamaya bound Krishna on this day. Krishna and Deepavali day, Lord Ram came back to Ayodhya. These visheshas nobody bothers about. So that's why even though the so-called Hindu community, they accept Krishna, but how much they understood or accepted the vishesha of Krishna. So certain group of people who outrightly reject Krishna's vishesha, accept him as a sake of accepting. He's living, he's breathing. And other people, without their knowledge, they are not actually taking the vishesha of Krishna into their heart. It's in one corner. These are all dangerous. These are all not good for the living being. So here the acharyas cannot stand this particular thing, that they're just like a fans are sitting and the hero is there in the birthday party and they are just simply saying he is breathing and he is living. How much if the fans become, you know, boiled, the blood will boil. Hey, itna bada party kiya, blone, you are talking like this nonsense, get out, you know. Similarly, the Vaishnava, they cannot stand, they become very much, you know, outraged that if anybody rejects the vishesh of their own Lord, that's why they come with all weaponry to destroy these kinds of insults and done unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada, what he gave us, gave to the Indians and the whole world, he gave Krishna with visheshas. When we celebrate Deepavali, that is Krishna celebrating Deepavali with Krishna's vishesha. Whole month Damodar festival, Krishna with his all visheshas. Yesterday there was festival going on, Shivaram Prabhu was chanting such an enthusiastic kirtan, and simultaneously another kirtan downstairs. So much of festivals, offerings and deity worship and aratis are going on. So that is called accepting Krishna, not just a person who is just living or breathing, but accepting Krishna's form, his beauty, his qualities, his name, his leelas, madhurya leela, gunarupa namna. That is what Prabhupada has given us. That Prabhupada outrightly rejected the demon of atheism, and also Prabhupada all the more destroying in the heart of the jivas that not accepting Krishna's visheshas. Nirvishesha, shunyavadi, paschatya, deshatarini. So Prabhupada's grace, we got, there is opportunity for us to receive Krishna with all his vishesha. Not only receive the visheshas, recognize it, appreciate it and assimilate Krishna's vishesha. By accepting this, we can actually enter into Krishna's vishesha, by which actually we will be also be satisfied with our own happiness. As Isvara Sranath Maharaj said, that chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra means giving pleasure to Krishna, giving happiness to Krishna. By giving happiness and pleasure to Krishna, Krishna become pleased. And by seeing our intention that we want to give pleasure to Krishna, Krishna naturally he gives happiness to us. And that happiness of making Krishna happy is possible only when we accept Krishna's visheshas. What Krishna likes to eat, what Krishna likes to dress, what Krishna likes to hear. So these are all Krishna's visheshas. When we appreciate and recognize Krishna's vishesha, And you do our activities based on that, is called as devotional service. Automatically, Krishna bestows, without our knowledge, without our want, his bliss. And that bliss is available by the grace of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. I think we got over time. Sorry. We'll stop here.